Holding the Siman Shin Gimel. We did Sefer Ches, but we did not touch any Mishaburas at all on Sefer Ches, which means we're holding a Mishabura, Sifkatan Nun Ches. Okay. So, Choma asked for something to go out to Rishas Rabin. So now we cannot go out to Rishas Rabin. You can't even go out to Chatz Hashanah Merevis. But they were makel on two things, to give a woman at least some types of adornment. Okay? That was the first shita. Lots of the chatzar. Hanami bayis the chatzar. So you can't go out from the house into the chatzar shenem urevis. Who then shalog the hiskashit behind the chatzar gufa kashenem urevis bishum adam the rishas harabim. And she couldn't put this on in the chatzar either. According to the first opinion, to wear it in the house is mutter. To take it out from the house to chatzim merevis, but to wear it in the chatzim merevis is mutter. The only issue is to wear it from the bayis out to chatzim shenim merevis. Okay, first point. Then we said we're going to give some leniencies. They have to be remounted two things: the kavul and the peyah nachris. Kabul is how to keep a shel tzemer kibbe sif gimel. We mentioned the kabul before in sif gimel. This was a keep a shel tzemer. So she can't wear that in Rishas Rabim. But who didn't itzema hakasim shom? And the mimetz over the itzema was so they had it came with a. It was like a piece of cloth which went across the front of her forehead, so it was an adornment. And there's also like an itzma, which was like some type of a thing which would come down over her face to keep away the bugs. Chachamim felt they had to be mounted to something. The woman should have some way that she should be adorned. Peyanochris is sif cut in samach, kliasar, tolush, you take hair which is no longer attached. Shetivarta al sarmin lamalakhe shetira balasar. And she would take this pile of hair and she would sort of put it on top of hers to appear that she has more hair than she actually does, and that looks prettier. Okay. Again, this is not the case of wearing a sheitel. That's not what we're talking about. Because this peyanochris that they're referring to was a tachshit. It wasn't the covering of her hair. So there's the concern that a person could take it off, etc. But what the women are wearing nowadays, that's their head covering, so they're not going to take that off. So that doesn't have this concern. Okay.
How do you see that from the language of Al-Saras, which is on her parents, on her head? How's it different from the Shevel?
Yeah, because the concern over here is because I'll ask it to Rishas Rabim, and we're saying not only Rishas Rabim, but we're going to theoretically even in a chatzar, but we're going to make it because she needs to wear something nice, right? So the question is, so what's the concern? She's taking off in Rishas Rabim and to show it to somebody.
Right.
And the second, take off her sheitel and leave her head with her hair covered, uncovered. No woman's going to cover her hair in the middle of Rishas Rabim.
So this is in addition to a sheitel, right?
So this is something else besides. This is like a layer on top would add more hair. So that's what we're saying, that has an issur Rishas Rabim, and then we're saying we're matur in the chatzar. But the same way a woman would wear a tichel on her head or a snood on her head, whether we had before the kippah is a concern. Obviously, it's not the same thing because that the cheshash is that she might take it off. It doesn't apply. So we said kippah was this extra band in front. So that's what the kabbal is. Because you see over here, the point over here, the Mishabur says, is the purpose is that she looks like she has a lot of hair. That's not the point of a sheitel. The point of the sheitel is to cover her hair. Okay, now,
never see a skimpy shekel.
Okay, now, we live in a different world right now. Then the second opinion said that the first opinion said that the Rosh Hashanah is Osir, and they answered Chotzim or Shenim or Rebis, because that's like Rosh Hashanah. Second opinion says, let's take it a step further. Not only is it also in the Chotzim or Shenim or Rebis, it's also even even in the house, because you might come to go out to the Rosh Hashanah. So it's also in the house, Chotzim or Rebis, Chotzim Shenim or Rebis, Rosh Hashanah, except for Kavul. So according to the Rosh Hashanah needs to point this out. According to the first sheet opinion, Rosh Hashanah is Osir, Chatzar Shein Merevis is Osir. In a bayis and in a chatzar, everything is mutter. Chatzar Shein Merevis, Peyanachris is mutter. Okay, fine. Now the second opinion says, no, everything is us even in the house, except for the Kavul and the Peyanachris. Now, we're being mad to them. How far are we being mad to them? That's not clear. In the second opinion, everything is mutter in the bias and the Chotzer Merevis. The whole issue is only Chotzer Shein Merevis. And you're saying even that's mutter. It's not mutter, it's a rabbim. That we agree. So it's mutter, Chotzer Shein Merevis. That's very clear where it's mutter, where you're being mad to it. But over here, you're saying everything is mutter everywhere, except for these two things are mutter somewhere. So Mishavur says, so where is that somewhere? The mutter b'chol chotzer k'nei shalti zgan la'abal l'b'chanal. Okay, so that means that it's mutter in the bayis, it's mutter in a chotzer merevis, and it's mutter even in a chotzer shenim merevis, because he's saying that it's mutter b'chol chotzer. So that's what Mishabur is adding over here, which wasn't clear. And the Shartzian points that out, that that's the understanding of that. Fine. Vayimri Grosh Metzada Kedei Rishana, the Grosh is more, out of these two Shitas, he goes with the first Shita, that the in a bias and a Chotzer Merevis, they didn't answer. The only issue was the Chotzer Shenim Merevis. Then the third Shita was the opposite, that everything is Mutter, even in a Chotzer Shenim Merevis. And the minhag nowadays is to go out with Chotach Shitin. So how do you understand that? So Nogulot says, so Hana Filer Rosh Hashanah Shalonu. So nowadays the women go out even to Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah. So it's beyond the Chotzer. So the question is, if you tell me they went out to Chotzer Shenim Merevis, that's the third opinion. Everything is Mutter to Chotzer Shenim Merevis. It's also Rosh Hashanah, but not. But we're going out, our women are going beyond that, they're going even into the Rosh Hashanah. So how do you understand that? Now, how do we understand this Shita? So the Shulchan Aruch brings two approaches. Okay, so the first opinion of these two says that what they're doing is wrong. It can't be mutter. So, because the even if you accept the most lenient opinion, everything is mutter in the Chotzer Shenim Merevis. Not beyond that. So that means, so even according to the third opinion, a Carmelist is going to be Osir. So even if you argue our Rosh Hashanah is not a bona fide Rosh Hashanah deraisa, because we're lacking the 600,000, even if you'll argue that, it's still worse than a Chotzer Shein Merevis. It's a Carmelist. Okay. That's the first opinion. The second opinion says no. V'yeshel induskus. To keep it the hash of less than Rosh Hashanah and Klal Kamapaiskim. So the Gzeira was, we're going to ask her, because you might come to carry wear it in Rosh Hashanah. But we don't have Rosh Hashanah nowadays. So that means the whole Gzeira is no longer relevant. Well, that can make sure of Rosh Hashanah. Now, my Carmel Shalonu, Ludinian Zed, the Chotash and Rebbe is to Bashar Yud. The language is not as clear, but that's what he means. Okay. Then that's so. This is all discussing something which Midaraisa is mutar shuzur rabba. Chazal made gzeira, don't wear shuzur rabba because you might come to take it off for whatever reason. It'll fall off. You'll take it off because you're embarrassed, because you want to show, whatever the reason is, because of a tefillas mitzvah, various different reasons we're concerned about. And so we said, you know what, Midaraisa is mutar shuzur rabba. Therefore, we don't. The whole thing, Rosh Hashanah, was then they asked it, another Rosh Hashanah, but even the Atzul Rosh Hashanah. Well, that doesn't apply anymore. But let's say something which is Mikra did also Rosh Hashanah. It's Mamash Masui. So that applies nowadays also. So it'll be a Masui and a Carmelis. That's not going to be Mutter. Therefore, the case of the Tabas, which has a Chosim, which for a woman is considered in a Rosh Hashanah is a Chiyav Chatas, so therefore, in our, even if you argue we don't have Rosh Hashanah nowadays, we have a Carmelis, you can't wear in a Carmelis either. Sama Gimel. Mi Ratzel Omer. The Hosim, Kishanoise, Kishulav is Ein Ramishumas. The average case of Tashitim are things which really mean a rice are considered a Tashit, they're not a Masu, they're not considered you're carrying something. Bless Barak, Yisidur Bonon, Philip Shisarabim, Gomer mishum demashofel machbi. The whole there is that you, in Shizurab, it's also mirabonon because you might take it off and show. So we say the kachakilu bishalonu. Therefore, they said nowadays you don't have Shizurabim, so you can be makel. Don't worry about it, because even Shizurab, it's not us at the rice. But mashen kebezeh, which means rice, it's also it's a chiyav katos. So then a caramel is its also. It's also after caramel samadal wouldn't the fill of chotzer also. And then, they asked her, wearing it in a chaser as well, because you're going to go out to the Carmelites. Okay. Then he brings an opinion which says, nowadays, that when men wear a ring without a chaser, so it becomes a dinner of tachshit. And vice versa for the women as well. Samachay. Hereza. Klusha Kamekar Kosov. The Avsh Ein Limchas Bezeh. Sheesh Lo Amilisma. Mekam Bokam Baal Nevesh Yochas. Atz Mashal Lotzis Bet Abbas Klam. Vahinu Klutz Leir. So, this argument that things have changed is a good argument. So Rabbi Kamekar says you should be machmer, possibly machmer, which because at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch says that anything which is there's no real benefit for them, they'll listen to us. So for a man wearing this tabas is not such a significant thing. And therefore, they will listen to us, and therefore, we should be machmer. Okay. But it's out of an error, it's not a problem. Then he said, nowadays, for a woman, Tabasus has a chosim, is also mutar, regular lehen, and the female shakos of the tila, peace, swara, corona, the batashit mutaris. So, in the case of Tashit is mutter, so for this nowadays, the women nowadays, they do wear rings with a signet. It's like a Tashit and it's a mutter. But Mikol Malkum, Rutzel Eimer, Samazai. Afila l'chol asuras hamakilim. We have all these opinions that you're making. Hadarak b'davar shu tachshit. Lo b'davar shenu tachshit. It has to be a tachshit. The whole heter is because it's a tachshit. Fichum mashi hitu b'siftes machat l'hamodas ha'kishurim. But the machat is not a tachshit. It's there to help hold her hair in place. Or her clothing in place. The machat is a kishurim. Ain't a tachshit klal. For she bear on a shom b'siftes. If something is not a tachshit, it's not mutter. Okay, now Zok the let's see the Bir Lach over here. The Bir Lach Bahashta the Lesson on Rishus Rabban Gamma. Now the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon over here is given, seems to be given as a fact that nowadays on Rishus Rabban Gamma, which means the Shulchan Aruch is accepting that the definition of Rishus Rabban includes, besides the dimensions, it includes a large amount of people traveling on it, which we don't have. The number being 600,000 people. So the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon over here sounds like he's just stating that as a fact. The Shulchan Aruch in Shemem Hei, where he's defined Rishus HaRabim, doesn't say you need 600,000 people. He says the definition of Rishus HaRabim, and then he says, there's an opinion that says you need 600,000 people. So like the Stam Sheet says, you don't need that. So over here, you're going to have to understand what the Shulchan Aruch is writing. Is not that he holds this as an opinion. Him personally, he's saying this is what some people say. That's what he's saying. So what the Magen Rambam says, you see from this Shulchan Aruch over here that he's passing, there's no Rishus HaRabim. So Zot the Shabbos, the Magen Rambam is wrong. Fine. Then he asks a question. Lama ain't taken Shabbos Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos b'Zaneinu kim the lekar Rishus HaRabim l'shach shem yavrenu dal ramas. Why don't we argue that the gzeira of Shemir Adal Ramah doesn't apply anymore, and you're allowed to blow a shofar or take lulav on Shabbos. Okay. Now, the second Bir Lachah, the next Bir Lachah, he said it's something which has no benefit. Of course, they're going to listen to us. Ma'ash adayin sebchum al heter malol kol kach. Even this opinion, which is Mekel, it's really not L'chadchila. And therefore, it's not Mekir Adin. We're saying, listen, there's one to be Samechan. So therefore, if any thing which we feel we could address and correct, we have a Chiyuv to address and correct. Okay. Sif Yud Tes. Tzarek lahazer lenoshim shelo yitaltzulu machat shenitol chudo uksa l'sum betzifim. Okay, nitol me'arav Shabbos chudo uksa v'yichdo l'shem kach. There's a muksa issue over here. A needle which is broken no longer has the eye or no longer has the point, even though she could use it, but it's muksa, unless before it happens before Shabbos, and before Shabbos she already designated it to use it to hold her cap in place. My Rebecca Shana Nakuva, she has a Kesher Avarish, a Shakar and Spilko, Wunikra Oikits. I'm talking about a Macha, it doesn't have a hole, the first case. And it has a bulb at the one end, which we refer to as a pin. So if the bulb was had at one end, or the point at the other end is missing, it's not a kli anymore. Now, by a needle, so the Magen Rambam, you're right. If the eye is missing, it can't be a needle. It can't take the thread with it. If the point is missing, you can't push it through the garments and sew. So by a needle, that's definitely true that it becomes bottle, and from a shame clean, it becomes muksa if it's missing either part. But by a pin, when it's about the same claim, actually you not lose shneim. It's only considered muksa, not a kli anymore, if both the points and the bulbous end are missing. The hanukuda muksa. Okay. But that's the machlokes. Now, regards to the yichud, but before Shabbos, you say you're going to use it for this purpose. That works, even though it was really very significantly broken. Chaf. So they pierce the girl's ears. The point being that when they get older, they're going to wear earrings. So now the problem is when you pierce an ear, you have to make sure that it doesn't close up again. In order to prevent the piercing to close up again, they put little pieces of wood to keep the hole open. So what the law says, the girls are allowed to walk out wearing these little pieces of wood in their ears. They put a little string through there. Even if they're not colored. Alamhem tzavuyim is also. So why, if they're colored, is it worse? Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, some test. Mutalot is behem, d'urcha b'hochi b'lav masahui. This became normal way that they walk around, so that's not considered a masahui. But if they're tzavuyim, it's also. Why is that? The chashuvah mehem, once they're colored, they're chashuv. And then you have b'dilma shalfa machbi. She might take it out and show. So he argues that if the woman only got her ears pierced when she gets older, and she's putting these threads through, will she uncover and show them? So by basula, yes, because her hair can be uncovered. For a woman who's married, she will not uncover it. It's a big tirchin just to get it off in such a way without uncovering the ear. There are many Rishonim who say not like this Mogen Avraham. Okay. Okay. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Chaval. Yod says Isha Re'ula. A woman can go out Re'ula. What is that? Who should be? That was called Rosh Chutz Mi'aponim. So she dresses like the Muslim women dress. They have like this. They put over her head, leaving the face uncovered. Actually, there's a Girsa in the Gemara leaving the eyes uncovered. So that's not considered a masui. Mishabura Ainal chutz miyapanim ve'orch uberashi isa chutz miyanayim. That the only thing which is visible is her eyes, to like a burqa. Kamash Malon, the Gam said derech malbashu, but that's considered derech malbashu, and therefore it's not a problem. But if she would cover her eyes as well, that she can't see, that's not derech malbashu. Okay. Chav Beis, Perefes, Bishabas al egoz v'al evan, she yichadu to the kach b'yotzisbay. Okay, so the woman would make she would wrap her this scarf around her head, And the way she would tie it is one end would have a loop, the other hand would have some type of a weight, and you'd put the side which has the weight through the loop, and then you'd pull the loop up, and the weight would keep the garment hanging down and keeping the loop tight. That's called perefis. So now the question is, what can she use for a weight to hold the scarf in place? So she can use an egg, or she can use a nut. She can use a stone if the stone was the stone is muksa, you know, a small stone. But if she does that before Shabbos for that purpose, that's mutter. But to use a coin for that purpose will not work. If she does that before Shabbos, unless she does it from now on, it's never going to be a coin anymore. If it's going to, it's going to go back to being a coin after Shabbos. Even for Shabbos, she designates it to use it as for the purpose of holding her scarf in place. That's not sufficient. But if she did use it already from before Shabbos, that is sufficient. Okay. So the Mr. Baruch. Ayin Beis. So this is, the topic of the sif is more a muksa issue than it is a hitzah issue. Preface. Hainu, she misatevis betala sheyesh berosha ha'echad ritzua. She puts over herself a garment which one end has a loop. Sheres evan o egas berosha hasheni. She puts some type of heavy item, a stone or a nut, the other side. Kerechas a ritzua be evan o be egas shal yipol atalis milel. And then she wraps the ritzua, the loop, over the evan or the egos to prevent this covering from coming off. Well, a matzah kimishi miskavenas loitzi ho evan or egos. It doesn't look like her goal over here is to carry out the item. The noida l'kol shehi tzricha l'kav, because people know that this is what it does. There's no marasayan issue. Mashem gargamel b'sif tetzvav she'en l'kol yodim shehi tzricha l'kav she'en yesh shemrin d'sham d'mishum hachi osur. In the case of the Gargar Melech, people not necessarily know that the person has that need. And therefore, we said before, that there might be a Marasayan issue that you can't do it. So the stone works if you're meyached it for this purpose. She yichad to the kach. The yichud has to be before Shabbos. Because if once the Shabbos started, the Evan was not designated, the Evan remains muksa. You can't change it. We're talking about a stone which was in the shape they would normally use. It's like a round stone. Therefore, even though you only designate it for one Shabbos, which is what we're doing over here, that's acceptable. So we have two different types of yichud. We have a yichud for one Shabbos, a yichud for the oilam. Yichud oilam means you totally change its status, and that works. To set it for one Shabbos, so it's only going to work if this is something which is, would, it is natural to use it for this purpose. It's normal to use it for this purpose, so then the yichud one Shabbos is sufficient. Okay. Now we'll see later on in Shin Ches that there's an opinion that holds even in such a case where it's normal to use it this way, you still need yichud oilam. But, yeah. Then he said, but in my case of the matbeya, it doesn't work, yichud. That's talking about yichud for one Shabbos. Lo mahani yichud halal Shabbos achas. I mean, yichud l'meir of Shabbos linyan zel ha'elam kamei peyam mahani the shuv ozum enei ister tiltu. If you took this coin and you said, forget it, I'm no longer putting it in circulation, I'm designated for the purpose of acting as my weight, and that's not just for one Shabbos, but that's for lo'elam. So that works. However, if you use it before Shabbos, even though you only designate it for Shabbos, it's mutter. Problem is Erev Shabbos, the ma'isa moyer levatel minoa shem muksan. Because when you use it, that's more than just a yichud, which is a designation, but it's actual usage. That's a ma'isa to change it. Ma'isa works. Okay. Chav Gimel. Let's say, however, ma'isa tzricha lahotzi egos livno. The woman has a great idea. She needs to take out some type of snack for her son. So she'll use, when she does her act of tying on her head covering, she'll use the weight, she'll use a nut. And the goal being, when she gets outside, she has a nut available for her son. The purple law of Kela Hitziyah, Imash is Rav Moser, Bin Lakarmel is Moser. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah it's also now. Is this an issa d'oraisa or not? If this is d'oraisa, in Carmel should be asked to Rabbanan. So if the Mishmur and I involved, it's not d'oraisa. Mirabbanan lost his cane after derech malbush rain derech it's sobekach. They shenira kamer remes loyti b'shabbos. So d'oraisa, this is mutter. It becomes part of the garment, and therefore, A and B, people don't normally carry out nuts for their children hanging on their garments, so it's not derech chutzos. So it's to be their bonnet anyway. So we're dealing with their bonnet. Okay, but the ma'isa, it looks like she's trying to find a subterfuge to carry something out. Therefore, they ushered it mirabonon, but they didn't usher it in a carmelis. Without the other shayas sifim of tamar beisha, who would then beish? It's in a parefis, and what type of yichud works, and if the person's carrying it out, so that works for men also, because the men also would sometimes wear this type of a head covering. Okay, sif chav talit yotze be'evin tekuma. So a woman can go out wearing evin tekuma. Evin tekuma is it's a type of a skula. Like a kameya that women wear to prevent early childbirth, that the pregnancy should go to term. It prevents the woman from miscarrying. So now they found that even this Evan Tekuma, even if you wouldn't have Evan Tekuma itself, you would have a weight which you weighed against Evan Tekuma. It also has the same skula. And it's worth even for a woman who has not become pregnant yet, because she might become pregnant any moment. So therefore, she wants it there just in case. That's mutter. Eben tekuma ein zayin. Hanu mashanu karim shteren shus. She noisim noshim mubaris. So it was a type of a colored jewel that women would wear when they were pregnant. It's a certain type of stone which has hollow inside. There's another stone inside of the larger one. That's how it develops. You don't need the actual Evan Tekuma itself. You can weigh it against something else, and the weight, whatever you weighed, will get the same skula, the same effect. It has to be it only works if he was able to guess the right weight, and this piece that he put on and the first shot equals the weight of the Evan Tekuma. But if you have to take this item which you're using and add or subtract, that doesn't have that skula. The heter is because this is, we know that it helps. So it's the form of it, the kamei mumcha, which is considered something to mishamish in a person. It's the form of a takshit. Okay, now this works even if the woman's not pregnant yet; she's allowed to wear it. because she's worried that she might become pregnant, and by the time she puts this thing on after Shabbos, something will happen to the beginning of the pregnancy. So that's why she's allowed to wear it. Okay, now Sif Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav and Chaf Zayin are no longer dealing with the Hutzah issues. They are dealing with the issues of a woman adorning herself, because since this is the topic of the Siman of Tachshit Enoshim, even though the vast majority of the Siman deals with Hutzah issues, but there are other issues we need to talk about. There's Malach of Tzeveya, woman. One of the lachas is dyeing something, adding color to it, changing its color. And we should argue over here that the woman would want to come along and put on certain types of makeup. She's doing the act of tzeveya. So that's one issue. So sivchafei also lisha shetaver b'shabbes sarak al paneha. So a woman can't put on a sarak on her face. It's like a type of a rouge, mishum tzeveya, because of the issue of tzeveya. She's coloring her face. Mishabur says it's only drabanan. With times asura lichel b'shabbos, she can't put on mascara either. With times asura lo tuach apaneh botzek, eshenot lo yamadim habaser. They would put on a type of a paste on the face, and then when they take it off, it would cause the skin to become reddish, a red color. So all of those are going to be usur because of tzeveya. Ein test, sarak, hu tzeva adam, it's a red type of a coloring. She can't wipe, if it's on a garment, she can't wipe on her face. It's not her goal. Secret issue, it's going to happen for sure. So why are we worried about this? Since the mice, women normally do put on these types of colorings. So it looks like tzeveya, even though it's not her kavana. So a man would want to be touching the garment on his face for whatever reason. If it leaves coloring, you don't have to worry about it, because it's not normal for him to do that. You're allowed to eat berries which dye your hands. They add coloring to the person's hands and face. It's mutter, because you have no kavana for that. But this is all the rabbanans. It's not the rices. So therefore, a woman also doesn't put on a mascara. Lithol, hey. And they would put it on by their eyes, or the tuach panah, to put on this paste on her face. Now, he moves to a different issue. Really, is they would comb their hair, and as they're combing their hair, they would have some type of a oil which would go in, which would hold it. So it's like a melted oil, perfumed. So here you have a problem of potentially memoreach. It's a thick, viscous type of solution. So smoothing it out might be the problem of memoreach, of smoothing something, and that might be a question with the rice. So a person should definitely point out to his bnei bayis that they should not do that. Okay, let's hold it here.